Return to Me, A Biblical Theology of Repentance, Mark J. Boda, InterVarsity Press, 2015, 234 pages. A book review from Books at a Glance by G.T. Tran. Summary of content. In Return to Me, Mark J. Boda traces the theme of repentance across the Bible. He defines repentance as a return or return to faithful relationship with God from a former state of estrangement. In Chapter 1, Boda provides key vocabularies for the present study. Among several words for repentance in the Old Testament, the most common is shuv, which means to turn or return. Although the New Testament also features a plethora of words associated with repentance, these words sometimes overlap in meaning. For instance, metanoō can denote an inner change. Compare Acts chapter 8, verse 22. But so can strephomai. Compare Acts chapter 7, verse 39. All things considered, this list of words alone is not sufficient for the present study because the concept of repentance is also conveyed through images, forms, and concepts. After this brief introduction, chapter 1, Boda treats the theme of repentance in the Torah, chapter 2, the former prophets, chapter 3, the later prophets, chapters 4 through 7, the writings, chapters 8 through 10, and sums up his treatment of the Old Testament in chapter 11, which is entitled Repentance in Old Testament Theology. Boda's analysis of the New Testament consists of two chapters, chapters 12 through 13. Overall, he contends that the theology of repentance in both the Old Testament and New Testament is very similar. The book ends with some theological implications of repentance, chapter 14. Evaluation of content. Boda's work has many strengths. The most outstanding one is his comprehensive overview of repentance in the Old Testament. He carefully and patiently walks readers through each division in the Hebrew canon, the law, the prophets, and the writings, and shows them relevant passages pertaining to the theme of repentance. His thorough analysis is much needed, given the fact that many treatments of repentance tend to focus primarily on the prophetic books, and as a result, texts from the law and writings receive little attention. Indeed, the prophetic call to return to God does not arise out of a vacuum, but is based on the covenantal document outlined in the law, especially Leviticus chapter 26 and Deuteronomy chapter 28. Boda's contribution thus provides a necessary balance in this area of biblical scholarship. My critique has to do with the space which he allots to examine the New Testament books. While 10 chapters are devoted to the Old Testament, chapters 2 through 11, 127 pages, only two are reserved for the New Testament, chapters 12 through 13, 28 pages. Boda could have extended his condensed treatment of the New Testament to at least 3 or 5 chapters to do the data full justice. However, the book is worth the price for its analysis of repentance in the Old Testament alone, and for that reason, it is a great resource to have. G.T. Tran.